Alright. What can I tell you guys? Tonight's Gemara is difficult.
No punches to be pulled.
If you get any degree of understanding tonight, that's good enough. Be happy with what you get tonight. That's about, all I can console you with is that tomorrow night it's a lot easier. It's say it's worse. It's worse than the Bavli Klal Gadol. Yes. But only tonight. Tomorrow night already we're out of the woods almost because we get to the next Mishnah. Tonight is the, which is the one about Melachos. But this, tonight's tough stuff. Okay. All right, we are on, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, it starts off innocuously. We are on the ninth line down. Gadol. First word in line is Gadol. Okay? Gadol Shnishba Ben Akum. You have an adult who was taken prisoner by Goyim. So therefore, he forgot what day Shabbos was. In the Bavli, the case is you got lost in the desert, right? Forgot which day what Shabbos was. Rav Shmuel, Chadamar Mona Shishava is the Shabbos. Rav Shmuel argued. One said, for you count 6 days, and then you make Shabbos. The Choron Amar, the other one said, it's a Shabbos, you make Shabbos day, Mona Shish, and then you count 6 days and make another Shabbos. Now, those two Shitas are brought down in the Bavli. The next one is not. Rav Yitzchok Bar Elazar B'Shem Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov said, Mona Shishava is a Shabbos. The first week you count 6 and then you make Shabbos. The next week, Chamish Avos Shabbos. Next week, count 5 and make Shabbos. The third week, Arba Avos Shabbos. Count 4 days and make Shabbos. The fifth week, Shlosh Avos Shabbos. 3 days and make Shabbos. The sixth week, Shnayim Avos Shabbos. And it's the 2 days and make Shabbos. The seventh week, you know what's coming. Echad Avos Shabbos. Then you start over again. Okay? Now, what's the rationale? The rationale is fascinating. Exactly, that's the rationale.
You have to hit it once right.
You hit it once right. In other words, if you keep doing the same thing 6 days and 1 day, 6 days, 1 day, 1 day, 6 days, 1 day, 6 days, you'll never get it right. This, right, at least, exactly, twice a day it's going to be right. So here, at least once you're in the cycle, you'll get it right. That's exactly the smart. Very good. Okay, you two can be a Tal Yerushalmi. All right? So, I'm Rav Yimana. Rav Yimana said, now, I don't understand the Gemara's next question. The Achronim all trying to explain it, and I don't understand it. Heads or tails. What happens if he was taken captive on Tuesday? So when's he going to make Shabbos? Now, I don't understand what the Gemara's question was, because sooner or later you're going to hit Shabbos, but not within the first 2 weeks. After 3 weeks, you'll hit Shabbos, right? He got taken captive on Tuesday. He forgot it was Tuesday, right? Right, obviously he didn't remember it was Tuesday. So he's not going to hit the first week. The first is going to keep Shabbos on the following Monday. And then the following week is going to keep it on Sunday. The third week he's going to hit Shabbos. But somehow the Gemara feels that that's not good, right? Gemara feels, wait a second, first couple weeks he's not hitting Shabbos, right? So I don't know, maybe the Gemara, it seems like the Gemara's first, any time it comes out after Tuesday, within the first 3 weeks you're not going to hit Shabbos. So there's some problem with that. It's not just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It works if you're taking captive Sunday or Monday, but not if you can't take captive Tuesday or later. So the Gemara immediately rejects that. I don't understand the Gemara's having it. The Gemara says, push it. Rav have a chel, Rav, meaning not Rav himself, Rav Nachbar Yaakov, have a chele, his strength was, his svara was, latrain machzirin u'avet shubsa. After 2 cycles, we'll make Shabbos in the right time. In other words, eventually you come to the right Shabbos. So again, I don't understand what exactly the question and answer is. But the question was, because Shabbos comes down Tuesday, how does it work? And the answer is, eventually, like you said, with the broken kawatz tomorrow, that it'll come out for sure sometime it's good.
Well, the answer is giving the svara for the sheet.
Right. Right, which maybe the more they didn't understand to begin with. I don't know, maybe something like that. V'im lo, v'im lo li t'moa. Now, I don't know how the word lo is here exactly. I think it's like Ella, you know, because it's how you shall me. So v'im lo li t'moa, we can only ask the following question. V'yochus kol yomim. This the Bible also brings down. You should have to assume that every day is Shabbos, right? And here is a parallel the Bible does not bring down. Kahada kidesh isha boilum. There's a famous case in the Bible elsewhere, not in Shabbos. What happens if you send the shliach to send the messenger? Go be mekadesh me a woman. Before the messenger man just come back, he drops dead. So you're not allowed to marry any woman in the world now. Why? Because maybe it's a sister of the one, or a relative, a forbidden relative of the one you're married to. Right? So you can never marry anybody. I said the messenger said, be Makadish Nisha for me. Marry a woman for me. Then the messenger dropped dead. I don't know who it is, right? So I can't marry anybody. Okay? So too, we should say, yeah, but I don't know what day Shabbos is. So I should be Machman every day, right? It's a great parallel. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is Balgun. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said that concerning this, there was an argument. She Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Lokish, she Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lokish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chesh is called Noshim. You have to assume maybe it's one of the women in the entire world. Rish Lokish Amar. You don't have to assume it's any woman in the entire world. In other words, that you say that Bato Barov, that the one woman who is, whoever is somewhere else, she's Bato and all the majority of women in the world. Now, be that as it may, what about over here? So it says there's no comparison. Taman there, Yeshul Takana, he's got an Eitzah. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says you're Choshesh, he still's got a way out. What is his way out? Yochul Lisuk Yeris can marry a woman who converts after the messenger drops dead. Right? Why? Because she obviously was not regular Jewish at the time, right? Or same thing, Yochul Lisam Shukres, he can marry a slave who's been redeemed. But here by Shabbos, what's he going to do? In other words, what takana does he have that he should make every day Shabbos? Not going to do him any good. So it says more. Tam and Omrin in Bava they said like Taka the Bavli Paskin. Choshish l'kol yomim. You assume that every day might be Shabbos, and therefore oyster k'day kiyum nevish. Every day you do a minimal amount of work, only the amount of work necessary to keep yourself alive for that day. And that's the way the Bavli Paskins. Well, she assumedly knows that she's been married. It's he who doesn't know. And she doesn't know, I guess, when to find him since the messenger dropped dead. Mm-hmm. Right. But we're not dealing with her. No, you're right. Tamatina. Now, new sugya. We learned over there. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said, Shalti is Rabbi Elezer. Ask Rabbi Elezer the following question. Now, Osem Melachos Harbi, B'Shabbos is Harbi. Do a lot of work, a lot of Melachos. How many, many Shabbosos? Mayain Melach Achas. They're all Tolados of one of. Let's say you cook, you bake, you heat up, you know, you do all sorts of Tolados of Mavasho, right? Or you, another case which has a lot of Tolados, you milk, you squeeze juice, you squeeze blood, you know, which is all Tolados of Dosh, right? Of threshing. They're all of those, okay? So he did it many melachos, and many shabbosos. They're all tolados of the same av, right? Bela machas in one period of forgetfulness. In other words, he didn't find out which Shabbos in between. Ma, what's halacha? Chayev achas al kulon or achas al kol achas v'achas. So you chayev one card for all of them, or a card for each one of the melachos you did. Okay. Now, what the Gemara did not make clear, what the Yerushalmi is going to discuss later, great length, is what did he forget? Because remember, the two things you possibly forget. What can you possibly forget? Can forget a Shabbos or forget that was all through the Melachos. Or both, right? So there are three possibilities, actually. Right? The Gemara doesn't make it clear in this, in the Brice or whatever it is, doesn't make this clear what Rabbi Akiva is asking of Lezer. Was he asking about a case where he forgot the Melachos or Osir? Was he asking about a case where he forgot Shabbos was Osir? Was he forgot both? We don't know. Okay.
From the language, I assumed automatically that he forgot
Ushami. You might have assumed that, but the Ushami later does not. The Ushami doesn't take it for granted. Okay, so right meantime, however, before we discuss that, we're going to follow the discussion, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elezer, through to the end. So Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Kiva, it's chayv in each one. Each one. And now I'll make you kavachomer. Umayim nida. By the case of nida, I believe the Bavli brings on this comparison as well. Nida she'en bo totzos harbe. Nida, there aren't many different ramifications, right? Because it's only one issue. There's no tolados, right? Totzos here means like tolados. The chatos harbe, there aren't multiple chatos. Chayev akol achas v'achas, he had relations with five women. You have to be in korban on each one. Shabbos. Sheyesh b'totzos harbe, in which there are many tolados. V'chatos harbe, and the potential bring many korbanos. Eino din shechayev akol achas v'achas, so you should be chayev each and every melacha you do, each and every tolado you do, right? Amartilo, I said. Yeah, Mele Machas. Doesn't matter because they say Gufim Mechulakim. The bodies are separate, so that's enough to make you chayiv, even though they're separate bodies. Okay? So it says more. Amartilo. Says Rabbi Gil, I said to Rabbi Lezer, Loim Amarta Benito Sheish Moshteas Horos. By neither the two prohibitions. What's that? What makes each woman distinct? Because each woman has. Oh boy, serious nefesh, yeah. All right, you missed the fascinating Rishalmi. Fascinating Rishalmi. I'll tell it over to you quickly. What? Well, very quickly. From that, the Sheet of Yerushalmi, besides the two Sheetahs of Bavli, of somebody who gets lost in the desert. So the Yerushalmi says, from that, we took Sheetah, you keep the first week, you keep wait 6 days, then you keep Shabbos. The second week, you keep wait 5 days, then you keep Shabbos. The third week, you keep wait 4 days, then you keep Shabbos. The third week, you wait, keep three weeks, so on and so forth. Okay? Very different. So, Mr. Zuger understood the Svara. What was the Svara? He'll shout hitch that way, at least he'll hit the right Shabbos once, right? Okay, that's right. Same idea, right? Okay, so now Rabbi Lezer asked, right, bring you up to speed. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Lezer, if somebody does multiple toladas of the same halacha on many Shabbosos, how many is he chayev? Okay? Now, we don't know if it's Helim Shabbos, Helim Melacha. The Gemara didn't discuss that yet. The Gemara's going to get that. So Rabbi Akiva said, learn out from Nida. Rabbi Lez said, learn out from Nida. A Nida, you have a relation with five Nidos, Helim Achas, right? So you have to bring five Chatos. So Rabbi Akiva just refuted that. He said, that's different. You know why that's different? Because there, each of the Nidos has a separate command not to have relations with him. He brings five korbanos because of their separate isurim vis-a-vis him, right? That's what changes the nature of his chiyuv, as opposed to the case of Shabbos. The melachos are not osir for him to. Well, you get the idea, right? There aren't two separate isurim, right? One isur, right? That's what he said. Let's see it inside again. Amartilo, we're on Mem Aleph on base, seven lines down. Amartilo, I said to him, Loim Amartilo Benido Sheish Pashteas Oros. It's got two warnings. Shu Musra Nido Avanido Musheres Olav. It's Tomer B'Shabbos Pos Shabbos Shem Bo Azorachas. There's only one warning against him. Amarli, so Rabbi Lezer said back to Rabbi Kiva, Habalaktanos Yochiach. What about you have relations with five minors? Five minors who are nidos. Besides getting arrested. But so there they don't have separate yisurin because they're not mitzvahs. Why they're not mitzvahs? Because they're still minors, right? So she'ein bo el and el azor achas is only one warning. The chayav kol achas v'achas. You chayav on each one, nevertheless. Amarti lo, I said to him, no, loim amarti bebala ktanos. That's not comparable because when you have relations with ktanos, ava b'shem b'em achshav. Even though now they have no prohibition, yesh b'em lacharzman. There's a prohibition later on because they're going to grow up, right? So they're going to come to a state where each one is going to have their own personal prohibition, as opposed to Tom Rebbe Shabbos shem bo elo echad lo achshav lo acharzman. By Shabbos, it's no different now as it is later on. In other words, they're always going to be only prohibition on him, no distinctions in the malachas themselves. on our lease, Rabbi Lezer doesn't give up. He says to Rekiva, Kabbalah Behema Yochiach. What do you have relations with five animals? They're not nidos. Five animals. So don't you have to bring five korbanos then? Right? And there the behemoths don't have their own iser either now or later on. Amarti lo, so Rabbi Akiva said, Habhema Kushabbos, I talk of the same kasha by behemoths as I have by Shabbos. I would ask you the same question. I don't know what the answer is by animals. You're assuming by animals you have relations to five animals, Bele Machas, that he can bring five korbanos. I talk of don't know. I would ask you the same question. I ask you by Shabbos. No, maybe not, because maybe you need separate soil to be mechalik. In other words, it's not just the goof, it's also the prohibition which is attached to the body. So maybe not. That's exactly the point. Now, Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Chisda, Rabbi Ila b'shem b'shem Elokish, Tarvei and Omrim, they both said, what was the kasher Rabbi Akiva asked? Zodan Shabbos of Shigas Melacha Shol. The question they asked is where the guy knew was Shabbos, but he forgot the malachos, right? He knew it was Shabbos, let's say over the course of two Shabbosos. He knew each of those were Shabbos, right? But he forgot that malachos are prohibited. Bidot ninon, and this we learned, malachos harbe. Now, there's a question among the Achronim, whether this is a question or this is a statement. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky learns that it's a statement. I'm going to learn it's a statement. Bidot ninon, and this we learn, Malachos Harbe, Yechayev, Rabbi Elezer wanted to say, Yechayev on each and every Malacha, right? Because Lo Ala Shabbos is a Mischayev. What brings you to the Chi of Karban? What makes you Chayev of the Karban? Not Shabbos, right? Because Shabbos, you were intentional. You knew it was Shabbos each time. So what's going to be, what's Mechayev you to bring the Karban? The fact that you forgot that Malacha is also, right? So in that case, Rabbi Lezer says, you bring many, many Karbanos. Why do I bring many Karbanos? Because I say that, what did you forget? The Malachos. Each Malacha is independent. So therefore I bring a Karban on each and every Malacha.
Each Malacha was a
Talada. Granted, right? So right now we're not assuming that makes a difference right now. Although we might, but right now we're not. Okay? Rava b'shem Rav Chisda, Rava and Rav Chisda says the exact opposite. Amar b'shigah Shabbos uvizodam melachos shalu. No, we're talking about a case where he forgot it was Shabbos. The forgetfulness was on Shabbos. He knew the melachos rasa. So the exact opposite. B'dotni, now concerning this we will learn. Shabbosos harbe. Even though there are many Shabbosos, Shabbosos harbe, even though there are many, Rabbi Lezer say, you have many korbanos. Why? Because there are many Shabbosos. Remember, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer a case where you did multiple tolados on multiple Shabbosos. So he says, according to Rav and Rav Chisda, okay. You said, why achai multiple korbanos, Rabbi Lezer? Because of the multiple Shabbosos. Again, bedot ninon, and that relates why they say achai multiple korbanos, because Shabbos is harbe. Because lo ala melachos mischayev. Because not going to the melachos. You melachos you're not chayev on, because you were amazed on the melachos. Melachos you were intentional on. What were you shugging on? You were shugging on Shabbos. Now, that's why you're chayev, because of multiple Shabbosos. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, ha, Rabbi Zira. Ha, you know, we had this already a couple of times before in Shabbos, at least once before. I don't remember from any of the previous Masechtas in the Yerushalmi. But ha can mean the same thing as gufa in the Bavli. Okay, we had it last week. But ha means gufa, which means let's analyze this further, okay? Let's chazer it over in greater detail. So Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Chisda said, Om Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Chisda, Om Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, Tarvei and Omrin, they all said, that's a quote from the bottom of Mem Avlin Beis, Bezodan Shabbos Shigas Melachos Shal, that the question was concerning Zodan Shabbos, right? He knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot the Melachos are forbidden. Now, the next line is messed up. It should be hodelay or lo hodelay, right? Did he concede the point? Did he not concede the point? Instead of a who, it should be o. Meaning that Rabbi Akiva concede to Rabbi Lezer or not, right? The Bryson didn't end with any concession. It left, it ended open, right? Rabbi Lezer kept trying to convince Rabbi Akiva multiple karbanos. Is it multiple karbanos? Not multiple karbanos. The Gemara never came to a conclusion, right? The Bryson never came to a conclusion. So now the Gemara wants to know tachlis. What do we owe Lemaisa? Was he moider? Was he moider? For that which we know, that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Avo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina said, Kol hadah hilchasa ki Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer, all of Klal Gadol is like Rabbi Lezer. All this halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, meaning go back to the first mission where it says you have multiple karbanos. Is like Rabbi Elazar. So Hadar Marad, this teaches us that Baram Karbanan ain't no chayiv el achas, but like Rabbanan, you only chayiv one karban, right? Hadar Marad, this teaches us that whatever the case was, the low hold delay, right? That Rabbi Akiva didn't concede, which is in fact the way we paskin. We paskin Zoran Shabbos of Shigas Malachas. You knew it was Shabbos. You forgot the Malachas are. Oh no, we don't paskin this way. Zoran Shabbos Shigas Malachas. No, sorry, we don't paskin this way. The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Akiva argues because of this price, all right? Well, we and the Gemara say that Rabbi Akiva holds even if you forgot the Malachas, not Shabbos, you're still chay multiple only one carbon. Okay, doesn't matter. You forgot malachos. Doesn't even though there are many malachos, many tolados. Granted, many tolados. You still have only one carbon for all of them. Why is that? Because as Rabbi Kiva said, by nida. So they're separate isurim from her perspective. But by Shabbos, it's only your isur. So therefore, only one chi of carbon. That's it. No more. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Havoi, it's a typo, it should be ha, which means itself, kufa, right? Let's look at the other shita. Rabba b'shem rechisto mar b'shiga Shabbos zora malachos, shalu. The opposite, right? So he forgot Shabbos, he knew the malachos were also. Again, in this perspective, ho delay or lo ho delay, was there a concession or wasn't there a concession? Now, out of left field, the one comes, the carbonator takes us out and puts it somewhere else down the line. But I didn't figure out exactly where. So the next statement is parenthetical, okay? Just shifting gears and going off in a tangent for a moment, okay? Am Rabbi Zira kum Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Zira said for Rabbi Yasa, Masnisa Amra de lo ho delay. This brisa, the following brisa, tells us that Rabbi Akiva did not concede. Titani yodea nishu Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. And I know that it's a melacha. Remember, this is like Rish Lakish in the Bavli. I think it's Rish Lakish in the Bavli. Says that, you know it's a melacha. You know it's Shabbos. But you're shaking on the kares. Remember we had that in a cloud called on the Bavli? That's considered, I think it was Rish Lakish, said that that's considered to be a shaking, even though you know it's Osir. You know it's Shabbos, but nonetheless, you forgot if you get a chi of kares on this one or not. So that's enough to mechayiv you a carbon, right? That's what the Bavli brings down, and here it brings down as well from a brisa. So, avaydim lochzu shchem lo kares, im me'inyon avos malachos asa, if it falls in the category of avos malachos, chayiv a kol malacha malacha, then you have to bring in each and every malacha. In other words, he did multiple malachos, from multiple levels, not knowing whether you chayav koris or not, but knowing it was Shabbos, knowing the melachos, so it means each every melacha. If, however, may melacha achas osa, if, however, they're all tolados of the same melacha, right? So same scenario, but they're all tolados of the same melacha, not avos, right? So chayav akol helim ve'elim. He's chayev not in each every melacha, but in each period of forgetfulness. Shein elei mos harbi, where there are many periods of forgetfulness. Okay? That's that we know, right? Every time you do in period of forgetfulness, you do many tolados, so you only chayev one korban for all the tolados. Each time you have a new helem, a new forgetfulness, you bring more korbanos, right? For the new forgetfulness, right? Okay. Now that's the end of the parenthetical comment. And really, even though the Gemara said that it proves something about Rabbi Akiva, it really doesn't. Okay. If it does, I'm not sure exactly what it does. Maybe you could, maybe it proves that Rabbi Akiva. What would it prove according to Rabbi Akiva? I guess to prove that he never conceded Rabbi Lezer. Because it says behele machas, if you did multiple tolados, then only chayev one, right? So I mean, Rabbi Akiva didn't concede Rabbi Lezer the point, right? So that I guess if it proves somebody Rabbi Akiva, it proves that he didn't concede Rabbi Lezer. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, when you do multiple tolados, even behele machas, you should get different separate korbanos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't. Okay, now we get back on track. Now remember what we were dealing with before. We wanted to know, according to the opinion which holds, which is the second opinion we brought down, that the case which Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer are discussing were a case where he forgot Shabbos. But remember Meloch Sarasar. He forgot Shabbos, remember Meloch Sarasar. In that case, does Rabbi Akiva concede to Rabbi Lezer or no? So it says the Gemara, min ma de lo mesiv lei, from that which he doesn't ask him, hadar marad lo horele, that holele, that teaches us that he didn't concede the point. Now this is very ambiguous, makes no sense, and the Korban Eda therefore changes it. Okay, let's see the Korban Eda. The Korban Eda is in the fifth of the wide of the narrow lines, Hachi Garcina. You see that? Hey, Gimel, in the middle of the line. Hachi Garcina. Ha Rabbi Ba, Bishur B'Shem Rabbi Chia said, Amar B'Shiga Shabbos, B'Zara Melacha Shalom. Right? We said Rabbi Chia, according to that perspective, that he forgot Shabbos. Remember Melacha Shalom. Hold it there, low and delay. So from that perspective, he conceded or not. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Hadai Yechusak Rabbi Lezer, that all the souls are like Rabbi Lezer, B'Ram Kabar Aneinu Chaya V'Lachas, Hadam Rod Lo Delay. So really, the way his gears in the Gemara is, it's the exact same thing we said in the previous Lashon. What do we say in the previous Lashon? Well, we thought that Rabbi Akiva's question was about, Rabbi Akiva also discussed a case where he knew it was Shabbos and forgot Melachos. We said, since there's an opinion, since there's a statement which it says that the whole concept of multiple korbanos only according to Rabbi Lezer, not according to Rabbanon, Master Rabbi Akiva, aka Rabbanon, doesn't concede. He was saying the exact same thing. Now, even if the question is on a case where he forgot Shabbos and remembered Melachos, so in that case also, since we find a Rabbanon or Rabbi Lezer and say that you can't be chayav multiple korbanos, so a Rabbanon is also known as Rabbi Akiva, and it must be that he didn't concede the point. Okay? So it says more further. Rabbi Zira b'Shem Rabbi Chista and Rabbi Ila b'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Tarvai and Rami, they both said, B'zodon Shabbos b'Shigas Melacha Shalu. The question was, well, he knew Shabbos was awesome. He remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot Melachos. B'Shigas Shabbos u'B'zodon Melachos. What if he forgot Shabbos, but knew Melachos were also? Af Rabbi Lezer, Yaidi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer would also consider Rabbi Akiva Shena Chai Velachas. He knew it was Shabbos. I'm sorry. He knew Melachos were also, but he forgot Shabbos. How many korbanos does he bring? No matter how many melachos he did what? Right? Because what's the forgetfulness? Shabbos, right? That's the only forgetfulness. That's what he says here. So why let Rabbi Akiva ask Rabbi Lezer? Hare mezid. Now it's a typo here, corner carbonator. Hare mezid b'malacha. Where it's mezid amalacha. B'shogeg b'shabbos. Right, the opposite of what it says in Gemara. Now that we've established this, you told me that everybody agrees where you're amazing on Melacha and shogging on Shabbos, how many korbanos you bring? You forgot Shabbos. Remember Melacha Zasir. You forgot Shabbos. How many korbanos? Just one, right? Only one korban. So, Hare Yesh Bototzos, in that case, Hare Yesh Bototzos, Harbe. Theoretically, there are many ramifications, so i.e., many Melachos, right? And Chatos Harbe. There's a possibility of many chatos, right? So you could see to me that you only have one, right? So why don't you concede to me, if you concede to me in that, so concede to me the point. In which case, the question is, what's the Gemara saying? Okay, so you concede to me, if you concede to me in that, so you concede to me in something else. What's the something else? We don't even know Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Lezer to be in with. So what's the something else we wanted to concede on? You understand my difficulty here with the Gemara? Yeah. What? But that doesn't make any sense, right? Because how can you compare the one to talk? So maybe what we can say is like this. I don't know if this is true, but maybe we can say this. We can say that the case of Akiva and Rabbi Lezer might have argued about. Now we're saying no previous Gemara. We said the case, there were two previous statements of Gemara. One was that they were talking about Zonah Shabbos, Shigas Melachos. The other was talking about Shigas Shabbos and Zonah Melachos, right? I just said it twice. Whatever. You know, that one was Zonah, one was Shogeg. But the thing is, maybe what the Gemara is saying now is, hey, maybe that the question was where he was Shogeg on both. And that's their machlokas. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, you forgot both. So what do we look at? Do we look at the Melacha or do we look at Shabbos? Right? Do we look at the fact that he forgot Shabbos? Look at the fact that he forgot Melacha. So Rabbi Lezer says, multiple Karbanos. Why multiple Karbanos? Because he forgot Melachos. So he can bring multiple Karbanos. Rabbi Akiva says, no. He forgot Shabbos. So one carbon, right? So that maybe Rabbi Akiva, maybe that's what Gemara is saying here. That Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Lezer, look, you could see to me the point where he forgot Shabbos and was Zodon on Melacha, that in that case, well, this is what the Gemara is asking. Gemara is saying, let Rabbi Akiva ask. On Rabbi Lezer, you could see to me the point where he's shoyging on Shabbos and Zotan on Melacha. That the only determinant of the carbon is Shabbos. That you bring one carbon, could see to me the point where you're shoyging on both. Right? Why does Rabbi Akiva ask then Rabbi Lezer? Why does Rabbi Akiva ask Rabbi Lezer that question? So it must be, min lo min madalo mesiv lo hadah, hadam ra hi hadah hi hadah. If he didn't ask the question, must be Rabbi Lezer argues all by that as well. Must be Rabbi Lezer argues even by Zodon Shabbos, Shiga Shabbos and Zodon Melachos. That says you have multiple Karbanos. The bottom line is you did many Melachos, they're Mechuluk, and that's it. No, by Shiga Shabbos and Shiga Melachos, for sure that's Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, according to our theory. But even when you forgot Shabbos and remember the Melachos or Osir, even there, must be Rabbi Lezer holds, since they're separate Melachos, the bottom line is separate Karbonos. Because he made it Sushta. Remember what his parallel was? He made a parallel between this and Nida. Rabbi Kiva didn't like the parallel, but the parallel was made, so it means that he holds that they're separate Karbonos no matter what. That's what we have to say, according to Rabbi Lezer. Separate Karbonos no matter what. Okay? Now, let's analyze the other side. Now, the Korbanator takes out the next line. Let's read it anyway. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav Chista. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav Chista. Amar b'shiga Shabbos Zodah. The truth is you have to take it out. All right, let's take it out. Let's analyze the other side. B'zodon Shabbos v'shigas Melachos. Okay, let's take the side of Zodon Shabbos and Shigas Melachos. In this case, you're amazing on Shabbos, right? Amazing on Shabbos. New Shabbos. You forgot Lazar also. In this case, Av Rabbi Akiva, Yoidil Rabbi Lazar, we know Rabbi Akiva would be Moiz Reb Lezer Shuchayev Okul Achas Vachas. Right, Reb Leo Kiva concedes to Rebbe Lezer, that in that case, Chayev Yish Rebbe won. So in that case, we are seeing the Rebbe Lezer. Why does Rebbe Lezer ask back at Rebbe Akiva? Now, it's exactly the converse of what we just said, right? And even Rabbi Akiva concedes the point where you're amazing on Shabbos and shogig amalochis that you bring multiple korbanos, right? So why doesn't Rabbi Lezer ask backwards on him? You see Rabbi Lezer, harei, typo again, harei meizid b'Shabbos, versus amazing on Shabbos and shogig amalochis, right? Harei ein bototzos harbe, v'chatos harbe. Not sure what the ainbo means. Why does he say ainbo? Maybe it should be yeshbo. Ainbo could be. I still don't understand how ainbo works then. Oh, wait, I think what he means is that. No, he said before, Shabbat Shish, but Toto Sari Chato Sarbe. I'm not sure what the aid is. I don't know what the aid is. Let me make a note of it, because I don't know what the aid to do with the aid. Okay. Because we say before Shabbos has totzos harbe chatos harbe, so let's do without that. Harei bot totzos harbe chatos harbe va'amoyd lishu chayev kol achas va'achas. I like the whole line, but it's not germane. We can do without the line. It's not germane to the svara. The svara is logical. What he says is, listen, Rabbi Akiva, you can see to me the point again. Based on Beckhoffer's underlying premise here, that the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva is in what case? Where you're showing on both, right? Showing on both. So now, we let Rabbi Lezer ask Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you concede to me the point where you're showing on the malachos and mazed on Shabbos, that you bring multiple korbanos, right? Forget about that line. Totzos harbi, chatos harbi. Not relevant. Your brahma is bring multiple korbanos. So that means we look at the determinant of shogig on malachos as being a factor. So certainly in the case where you're shogig on both, that should also be the determining factor. And what should you have to bring? Multiple korbanos, right? So says the Gemara, right? So certainly she could see me the other point. Since Rabbi Lezer does not ask that, it must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't concede the point. That Rabbi Akiva holds, even where you have Zodan Shabbat and Shigat Malachas, one carbon, no matter what. Because Rabbi Akiva is so loyal to his statement that there are no goofy mukhulakim here, it's not like Nida, because there's no separate identities, so therefore you only bring one korban on all of them. Okay? Right, which is not the way we paskin. The way we paskin in the Bavli is that Lamaisa, Zonah Shabbos, Shigas Malachos, then multiple korbanos, Shigas Shabbos is Zonah Malachos, then one korban. The way the Yerushalmi is proving logically from the conversation of Blessing Rabbi Akiva, it must be that Rabbi Akiva holds one across the board, no matter what you forgot, whether you forgot both or either one, and Rabbi Elazar holds multiple across the board, no matter whether you forgot one or both, right? Because that's the way the sugya comes out. Now, the Bavli, Yerushalmi is aware of the Bavli svara. That will come to that in a minute. Yerushalmi does mention it. But so far, that's the way we learn Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar's machlokas. Let's try another case. Right, let's go to another perspective here. Rabbi Bava Shem Rav Chisda Amar. This is the Bavli svara, the one I just told you. Rabbi Bava Shem Rav Chisda Amar, Beshiga Shabbos, Bezadah Melacha Shalom. Now, getting back to what we said before, falling off of the Beckhoffer premise. The Beckhoffer premise is that they argue on both, right? But even when Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos. Now, but that's not the original premise of the Gemara. The Gemara's original premise was that they argued whether you're shogeg on one and zoner on the other. Let's go back to that premise, says the Gemara. Huh? And let's analyze that. Rabbi Bob Shem Rechizda said, Omar, Rishigah Shabbos, Vizoner Malacha Shog. We're talking, the question in point was a case where you forgot Shabbos, and you remember that Malacha Sarasa, right? The law Mishum Rishigah Gasmul Shabbos Atayv, so there you should be Chayev one carbon. Why? Because you can chop him. I did chop him. Remind about Shabbos. So what's the one thing which is the impediment here? Right? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry. Oh, no, no. Sorry. Mistake. Well, that's not yet. It comes in later on. Sorry. What I'm saying here is different. This line is also out of left field. So left field line. Right? Carbon 8 explains it. He says, Lom Shem Shabbos HaTayv. So it's a... it's a question Mamish have left you. Hey, what happened to the Yom Mishavin Asayim Yedil L'chalik? That means if you forgot, our assumption here was that if you forgot it was Shabbos, even over the course of multiple Shabbos, you only have one carbon. What happened to the Yom Mishavin Asayim? The way, and in fact, the Bavli Paskins, that if it's the course of multiple Shabbos, for each Shabbos, you have a separate carbon. Why is that? Because E.F. Shar, Lo Yada Le Le Shabbos Bein Asayim. It's not possible that he wouldn't know, would become aware of Shabbos in the interim days between the two Shabbos, right? So Lamaisa, that's what he's hopping on, he's latching onto here. He's latching onto, remember that you can't be Mechayev for all the Shabbos, just one korban, even if the shkoga was on Shabbos, because the bottom line is each Shabbos is a distinct entity, right? So what it means, lo mishum shkoga Shabbos atayv, so each shkoga of each Shabbos should be defined separately. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Bo said shtayim shalu. He asked him two things. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer two things. Amazing b'Shabbos. I thought I'd be totally lost by now. All right, it's not bad. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Bo said shtayim shalu. He asked him two questions. Amazing b'Shabbos. He was amazed at the first question. You're amazed at Shabbos. It was Shabbos. Show you melachos. You forgot the melachos are also. Sheichayev kolachos v'achas. In this case, let it be chayev on each and every one, right? Because he's shoyging b'melachos, right? Shoyging b'Shabbos, umezi b'melachos. What about the other way around? If he's shoyging on Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos, but he's mezid on melacha. Remembers it's that melachos are also. Maulasos es atolados ki'ikur. In that case, we have a separate question. I don't know how he got this out of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is asking, listen, I thought about a case where he did multiple tolados. Do the multiple tolados count as one? Because they are tolados? Or do they count separate? Because they're multiple. Okay? That was his question. He's asking two questions. He asked him, A, where you forgot if the malachos are also. So you should be chayav each every one. Are you chayav each every one? And two, he asked him, and when you knew the malachos are also, but you forgot it was Shabbos, what is the status of tolados? What is the status of tolados in that case? Are these distinct or are they all together? Okay? I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Actually, that's not the question. Sorry. Okay, well, again, the carbonator just gives them a shot. He says, "Shayi b'Shabbos amazing melachos ma'alasos talodas kikar means l'chayva talodim m'makom av." Although, do I say that if you committed, let's say you threshed grain. So what's dosh? Dosh is threshing. Is a wheat. I think it's threshing. Winnowing. Whatever dosh is, I think it's threshing. Yeah, you thresh grain at the same time you did milking. Milking is the talada of dosh. So do I say you're chayv on talada makamav or not? So the second question Rabbi Akiva meant to ask was on talada makamav. Okay. So he asked two questions. He asked by zonam shalom again. Let's do one more time. So Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Bo. What? Then even if you did a talad and an av, you still bring two korbanos. We don't pass in that way. He granted you showing on Shabbos, made some malachos. So, but do I say that Talad and Av are folded into each other or not in that case? Okay? Say so you did two malachos, a Talad and an Av. Are they separate or are they together? Okay? That was the second question. Then Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Lozer what his opinion on that matter is. Okay? The truth is Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that it's one. Right. He's asking Rabbi Lozer, what's your opinion on the matter? Rabbi Lozer holds it's two.
Yes, so why are your father asking the question?
Well, they wanted to talk about it. Yaakov Tarviyadir.
Talking about it for the last time?
No, but he's going back to the beginning. No, he's reinterpreting, he's saying this is the topic that they were discussing. He's saying there was an additional topic which we didn't reveal before, which is the question of Talodim and Makamav. What's the status of Talodim and Makamav? Okay? So, Rabbi Yaakov Bardasi, the Tanya, the base Rebbe came, and we also learned in the house of Rebbe like this. Also, Melachos Arbe b'Shabbos Arbe. So, he does many Melachos on many Shabbosos, many Melachachas, and they all fall under the same of the Helimachas. In one period for carefulness, Mao Chayev Achas Akulam. The truth is, I think there's a new sugi already, if I recall correctly. There's already. We're finished with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer.
We had this question.
What? That may be. So what? We have it over again. So that is a new sugya. It's not a separate issue. I mean, it could be repetitious, but it's separate from before. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Dasi, the tiny debate Rabbi Kain. Also, melachos arbe, the main melachos, the Shabbos arbe, the main Shabbosos, main melachachos. They're all part under the same av, behele machas, and they're all behele machas. So which you didn't know was Shabbos in the meantime. Somehow you didn't find out in the middle of the week there was Shabbos. Mao. Contrary to even what the Yerushalmi said on top of the page. Mao. Chayv achas akulam, achas kol achas vachas. Or I guess you would say it's sort of a case where he was taken in captivity. Yeah, at the beginning of the day. He was taken in captivity, right? Okay? So Mao. Chayv achas akulam, is the chayv one and everything, or kol achas vachas. Or is the chayv each every one. Melachos harbe mei melachos ha-melachachas. You did many melachos which were under the same category. Hadahi, this is similar to mezid b'Shabbos v'shogeg b'melachos. This is similar to a case where you're mezid on Shabbos and shogeg b'melachos, meaning you should bring multiple karbanos. Shabbos harbe mei melachachas, on the other part component of your question, where it's Shabbos harbe, right? Mei melachachas, it's over several courses of Shabbos, several Shabbosos. This is similar to the opposite case. Shogei b'Shabbos umeiz melachos, where you bring one carbon. So which one is it? That's Mara's question. In other words, if I break down your case into its components, it's the same with several melachos of the same type, right? In over the course of several Shabbosos, so there's one component which is similar to a case where Machayev multiple carbonos, right? Because you were showing on melachos, right? And there's another component which is similar to the case where you have one carbon because you forgot that it was Shabbos. So which one is it ultimately similar to? How do I figure it out? Okay? Ha Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Chista, Rabbi Yilu b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Trey and Omrin, they both said, B'zodan Shabbos Shigas Melachos Shalom. Getting back now to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer. The question was by Zodan Shabbos and Shigas Melachos, right? They knew it was Shabbos, they forgot about the Melachos. Ask the Gemara, V'yesh Odom is Chayev ala Zodon. Is a person ever going to be Chayev on Zodon? On a Mezid? You're being carbon on Mezid? Of course not, right? So what generates the Chiyuv Karbon here? Here's what the Gemara introduces the Bavli Svara. What generates the Chiyuv Karbon in this case? Not the Mezid, but the Shogeg. What's the Shogeg? The Shogeg is here. The Melach, right? Again, they both Amrin, Bezodon Shabbos Shigas Melach HaShalu. The Yeshua Mitzchayim HaLazodon. So at noisay, and he was here Zoran on Shabbos, right? At noisay, shigas melachos azod on Shabbos. You're giving the shkogas melachos as the determinant over the zod on Shabbos, and therefore, what he means to say is you should be chayv multiple korbanos. So it's the Zodon has to be taken out of the picture, right? Because whatever you maize it on, that's not, that runs counter to the Chiyuv Carbon, if anything. You can't generate the Chiyuv Carbon, so therefore what's the Mechayiv the Carbon? The Shreigeg. Well, it's the Shreigeg, the Melachos. In that case, it should be Chayiv multiple Carbonos. Now what about the other case? The Kavos, or the opposite case, Shreigeg with Shabbos. You're Shreigeg vis-a-vis Shabbos. And maize it b'melacha. You're maize it vis-a-vis Melacha. Right? He forgot it was Shabbos, but he knew his malacha was also. I know he said she got Shabbos as other malachas. Right? You put the she got Shabbos. Oh, I think it is Bitmila. This is a question. So maybe they changed the kirsa here. Oh, okay. Yeah, the carbon ada gets out of it. The kavas is shayu shabbos made melacha. At night you should go shabbos. So zodim melachos chayev kolachos vachas. Now that's wrong, obviously, right? Because can't be chayev on each and every one. Because each and every one would imply that you were made shoygeg on the melachos. Were you shoygeg on here? On Shabbos, which means only shchayev only one. So the carbon, this the carbon ada says l'chayev kolachos vachas means here on each and every Shabbos, not each every melacha, because that makes no sense, right? So here l'chayev kolachos vachas means on each and every Shabbos, okay? So
he realized in the middle of the week that was
right. Which means Brookport brings both of the sparks of the Bavli into account, right? Exactly. Okay. The Lasel Rabbi Lezer. Right. Every separate Shabbos chayav a korban. Right.
Only one
per Shabbos. Right. Even though you forgot, even though you did many melachos, because you were mazed on the melachos. So therefore, you're showing on the Shabbos.
Here we're talking about melachos.
It's not clear here. I mean, the Gemara never resolved that issue of Tolodos Mokomamos. Keeps going back there and doesn't never fully resolve that. We asked about that. We never answered it. I don't know. Yeah. Well, wait. But less in this case, we have multiple korbanos. We're not, right, for each Shabbos. That's for sure, right. If anything is going in Rabbi Akiva, it might not even go in Rabbi Akiva, because before we said Rabbi Akiva, that no matter what, you have one, right? Even by Shigas Melachos, right? But this is definitely can be going according to Rabbi Lezer, okay? So, V'leis Rabbi Lezer, Me'achas, wait a minute, but remember the Joshua we've had several times in Masechta, says, Achas, Mehena, right? And we darshan, Achas, Mehena, whatever, you know, that old Joshua which we had several times, I can never get down straight. But in any event, the bottom line is, Me'achas, L'chayev, Kol Achas, V'achas, doesn't say me'achas and shemchayiv you on each and every one. That's a funny question to ask Rabbi Lezer. You expect the question to be asked Rabbi Akiva, right? Obviously, I'm not sure why the Rishami asked Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara here tries to, the Korban Eda, excuse me, tries to explain that. He says that according to Mandam are old by Zod and Shabbat to Shigas Melachos. Yeah, the Carbonator makes it convoluted. Carbonator says that why didn't Rabbi Elazar ask him Rabbi Akiva from Achas Mehena? You look Carbonator, take a look at the fourth from the left. The last line, Koro Korban Eidah. L'poi v'leis Rabbi Lezer me'achas chayev alacha kol achas v'achas l'mandam arba zonim Shabbos shigas melachos sholo. It's quite the opinion that he asked about zonim Shabbos shigas melachos, right? And in that case, he only chayev, Rabbi Akiva held, he only chayev achas. Right? Where the Rabbi Akiva held, even though you're shaking on the melachos, you only chayev one, like we just mentioned, right? Right? Why Rabbi Lezer could have asked a very good question. He could have said, forget about the question from Nida. The last asked him, how can you say Rabbi Akiva? Where you saw the Shabbos, Shigas, Melachos, they only chayv one. Hi, Nida shows you chayv multiple. Forget about Nida. Bring a question from Shabbos itself. What about the Drosha of Me'achas? Mechayv akolachas v'achas. Why don't you bring a question for that? Okay? Excuse me. Gemara doesn't answer. As far as I know. Gemara does not answer the question. Ashkech Tani B'Shem Rabbi Lezer. Nevertheless, we find in name Rabbi Lezer, Gadol Shenishba L'Ben Aku, an adult was taken captive by a goy, Chayev Akol Achas V'Achas. He's Chayev on each and every one. Right? Now, this is talking about no matter what. No matter what. Yeah. I see the Korban Eidah does want you to say that this is a Teretz. Let's take a look at Korban Eidah. Ashkech Tani. Matzah Braisa, second to last line. Matzah Braisa Shnuyaba. He found a Braisa which it says, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Afal Gadol Shnishba Ben Aku. It says that Rabbi Lezer is Mechayev even by Gadol who was taken captivity by Goyim. Al Kol Achas V'Achas. And there Mechayev each and every Melach you did. Zevadei Lo Shemini Mikra. The Sunni can't become a Pasuk. The Kra Ikalukve, you can say the Pasuk Me'achas. It's talking about Zodon Shabbos V'Shigas Melachos. So what you knew was Shabbos, you just forgot the Melachos. But Rabbi Lezer goes even further. He says, even a guy who doesn't know when it's Shabbos, right? Because the Nishbal Ben Akum, what's his status? He doesn't know when Shabbos is either. So he's shogging on both, like the Beckoffer premise. He's shogging on both, right? He's shogging both on Shabbos and on Melachos. And in that case, Lo Yechayev Elachas, right? If you, hypothetically, Shmuel Lechayev one Korban, right? Ala Kol. So how can you possibly say Yechayev on each and every one there? Lekach Yolech Minida. There's no choice but to learn out from Nida. Again, it's very nice. He says, if we learned out from, the reason why Rabbi Lezer didn't ask from Me'achas on Rabbi Akiva, but only asked from the Pasuk, only asked from Nida, is because he needs to find a scenario in which regardless of what the Shoigig is and what the Mezid is, and if there's any Mezid or any Shoigig whatsoever, so then you still are going to be chai for each and every Malacha you do. And over the course of a Mezid Shabbos you do it, one carbon per Malacha. And you can't learn that from Me'achas, says the Carbonator. Because Me'achas might teach you only where your Zod and Shabbos and Shigas Melachas, that you're chayef to bring a carbon each and every one. But you wouldn't see from there necessarily that where your Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melachas, that you're still chayef each and every one. And that's why Rabbi Lezer wanted to bring a raya from Nida. By Nida, there's no chilek. Zaden, Shogeg, we don't have all these subcategories. What do I, bottom line is, I see each and every Avera is a separate chi of carbon. So that's what Rabbi Lezer brought from there, raya. Each and every Avera is a separate chi of carbon. Okay? Says the Gemara, this is going back in our Mishnah. Ma'abeh Meiz, and here again we have the Babli Svara even more explicit. Ma'abeh Meiz by Shabbos and Shogeg Melachos. What's in between Meiz by Shabbos and Shogeg Melachos? Ma'abeh Shogeg by Shabbos and Zodim Melachos, or Shogeg on Shabbos and Zodim Melachos. I'm Rabbi Yeser. Rabbi Yeser said, V'loma Meiz by Shabbos and Shogeg Melachos Chayim. I'll tell you. Why when you're Meiz and Shabbos and Shogeg Melachos? Why chayev al kol achas v'achas? Why chayev each every one a korban? Shimat oimer lo, imaimerat lo melacha izu. Tell me, Yankel, this is dosh. Yankel, this is borer. Yankel, this is mevashel who perish men of osa melachas acheres. Each one you tell him, he'll stop doing that one, but he's still going to do the other ones, right? So therefore, you have to bring a korban for each and every melacha. Lama shreging b'shabbos. Why, when you're showing on Shabbos, and Mezim Melachos, you only bring one carbon, right? Once you tell him it's Shabbos, Miyadu Poresh, immediately, he's going to separate himself from all Melachos. He's not going to do any Melachos whatsoever, right? Because he knows Melachos are awesome. He just forgot about Shabbos. So the bottom line is, it always depends on what we remind him of. Now, I think we'll stop here for tonight. But I want to point out, Yushalmi is going to go on again to ask Shagag b'zeh u'b'zeh. Right? So the whole, what's most confusing about the Gemara we learned tonight, which I thought would be much, much more confusing, is that we don't know Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Lezer. And the Gemara goes back and forth between three possibilities the Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Lezer, right? Shogag b'zeh u'b'zeh. Shogag b'shabes v'zodim b'malachos. Shogag b'malachos v'zodim b'shabes. And the Gemara weaves back and forth without giving any proper explanation, right, as to where it's going. The bottom line is, we don't know. And the bottom line, the Gemara assumes, is that Rabbi Akiva argues and Rabbi Lezer across the board. That no matter what, Rabbi Akiva says what? And Rabbi Lezer says many, right? And the bottom line is also that we don't pass them like either of them. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, now, again, after all is said and done, what are we passing Allah Chalamaisa by Shogag Bezeh Bezeh? What's the status of Shogag Bezeh Bezeh? Do you bring multiple or one? Rabbi Kibbeh Blazer, notwithstanding, we'll come back to that tomorrow night.
Oh boy, it's much, much worse.